The captain tucked a napkin under his beard. Sun bathed the dining table in yellow light, and the scent of mashed potato and lots of butter filled the galley. The rescued man snored beneath the dining booth. As it dried out, his hair turned fair and curly. Polly scowled at him. She scowled at Jasper, too, and slammed a plate of chicken pie in front of him. He ate a bite of pie. It was very good. When he'd found his family, he'd ask Polly to make a huge pie and... A shadow fell across the restaurant. A deep voice, magnified by a megaphone, boomed out, "Heave to!" Through the porthole was a black-painted pirate ship. "The Double Cross," whispered Polly. She and the captain stared at each other, their shoulders slumped. The captain lurched from the table up to the wheelhouse. "For goodness sake, stay quiet," Polly snapped, and then she darted on deck. Even from where he sat, Jasper could see cannon trained directly at the restaurant. He went to shake the rescued man awake, but he lay face down, unmoving. So, an old man, a young woman, a boy with one small dagger at the bottom of his pack, and a dozen pirates leaping down on deck. Jasper looked around him for inspiration. By the time Dr. Rocket and Polly were dragged into the dining room by two hefty pirates, Jasper, standing ramrod straight, was wearing an apron. He held out menus. "Will you take a seat?"
"Death to the brat!"
A pirate in a bandana started towards Jasper, cutlass raised. Jasper kept his chin high.
"Your friends would be more comfortable if they let go of the head waiter, and it would pay to let go of the cook."
The doorway darkened. Jasper could tell it was the pirate chief. His hat was one that would be laughed at in the high street, but at sea it made Jasper's knees buckle. Still, he ducked under the cutlass and placed a menu in the pirate chief's fist.
"What are you worth?" roared the pirate chief.
"Very little," replied Dr. Rocket.
The pirate chief flung himself down at the table and grabbed a chunk of pie.
"Explain it to the Margot." "Aye, aye, Captain Darkblood. Three choices. One, hand over your money and treasure. Two, we ransom you. Three, we toss you overboard."
"One," said Dr. Rocket, "we have £3.02, which you're welcome to. We have no treasure."
"Two," said Polly, "nobody is likely to pay a ransom for us." Captain Darkblood had eaten half of Jasper's pie by now.
"Overboard, then, and we keep the ship."
"Four," Jasper said, "let us go. And I guarantee Polly will give you the best pie you've ever tasted."
"You mean there's better pay than this?"
Jasper glanced at Polly, who glared at him. He took a deep breath.
"We've got cheese pie, chicken pie, beef pie, pork pie and lamb pie."
Polly was already behind the counter, banging pots, as cooks do when they're furious. The pirates began to shout what kind of pie they wanted. Polly's jaw firmed.
"Stop!
You can have any sort of pie you want."
"Phew,"
thought Jasper. "But wash your hands first. Then sit down and be quiet. Wait for the waiter to take your order. That's why we call them waiters. They wait upon you, but you also have to wait for them, politely." She returned to banging pots. Half the pirates jeered. The other half glanced at Captain Darkblood. He gave a chilling laugh, but let Polly have her way. Polly set plates of pie and salad on the counter. Dr. Rocket and Jasper ferried them to the tables. For some time, the only sound was chewing. Then Darkblood rose to his feet.
"I've decided I want meals this delicious 3 times a day. Young woman, bring your recipes. You're sailing with us.
Dr. Rocket rumbled. There is no honour in your deals.
Captain Darkblood let out a hard laugh.
What did you expect?
We can make another deal, Jasper said. But you must keep this one. If Polly shows your cook some tricks, you let her go. I will not make a deal with a cheat.
Polly's voice was as strong and steely as a slotted spoon.
My dear, Dr. Rocket whispered. I'll do it, Jasper cried.
Dark Blood roared again and gestured to the pirates to grab Polly.
I'll show them how to cook, Jasper repeated.
Well, he might make a mess of it, but he had to have a chance to find his family. Captain Darkblood stared at him with cold eyes, then grinned and jerked his head at Murgot. The pirates went to fetch their cook. When the man arrived, his hands were far from clean. His nose was runny. Jasper chose Murgot and the cook. He rolled up his sleeves and scrubbed his hands and arms up to the elbows.
Jasper felt uplifted, as if a whiff of magic
really was about. More likely it was the memory of helping Emily and his mother in his own kitchen.
Look and learn. The first rule of cooking is wash your hands.
Darkblood, laughing, told the pirates to obey, and Jasper got to work. Murgot gnawed scraps of uncooked pastry off his forearm.
I enjoyed that so far, he said.
The thing is, I never asked to be a cook, mumbled the cook.
Darkblood removed his hat and bashed it on the table.
True, Captain, said Murgot quickly. You captured him and forced him into it.
I used to be an accountant, said the cook.
Darkblood's eyes narrowed.
Dealing with money.
Polly looked as she often did, sarcastic. You could help Captain Darkblood with his accounts, she said to the cook. Darkblood's mouth twitched in a dangerous smile, but he and the cook shook hands. It was a strangely gruesome moment, but here was another chance for Jasper.
Do you have any prisoners now? He asked. Anyone you rescued after the storm?
Captain Darkblood scowled.
Another mistake. I thought he might be wealthy, but he's useless. And he's limping.
But by now a delicious smell wreathed through the air. Polly opened the oven. The pies were golden brown.
Jasper has kept his side of the deal. Now you keep yours. Take these pies to the Double Cross and have them for dinner.
Murgot carried the pies away in one of Polly's baskets. The dining cabin emptied of pirates. Dr. Rocket went on deck to make sure they didn't damage the restaurant when they untied her from the Double Cross.
That's the last I'll see of my best basket, Polly said.
But we got away with our lives.
And she gave Jasper's arm a gentle punch. Jasper glanced at the pirate's last rope ladder ready to be drawn back up to the Double Cross. At the railing of the pirate ship, Captain Darkblood in his terrifying hat roared curses. He was using the point of his sword to prod a ragged figure in a long-tailed coat and a hat with a bent feather at the brim. It looked very much like Uncle Trump. He was even clutching a satchel. Jasper's next breath waited in his throat. Trump was hard against the rail. Darkblood looked about to tip him over or run the sword right through him, probably both. It would serve Trump right for leaving Jasper on the dock, but you can't wish evil on your uncle. Not until you're really sure he's wicked. Darkblood's sword was raised high, fingers tightly crossed behind his back. Jasper bellowed with pretend laughter.
Chuck the layabout down here. We'll swab the decks with him.
Darkblood swiped his sword and missed.
Trump clutched the ladder, and before Darkblood could swipe a second time, slithered halfway down.
Jasper roared again. "Giving us your old rubbish, Captain! You win this one, eh?"
With a final curse, Darkblood cut the ladder. Trump fell on the restaurant's deck. The rope ladder piled on top of him like a net. The bright sails of the travelling restaurant bellied full in the strong breeze. Seagulls screamed and argued. Uncle Trump had limped with his sketchbook to the other side of the deck. Jasper eased the dagger from the bottom of his pack, buckled it on and pulled his shirt to cover it. Then he strolled around until he found Uncle Trump. Trump stuck his sketchbook under his arm and leaned on the rail. Jasper put his hands on the rail too and swallowed hard.
"Uncle, your mother and father are all right, I'm pretty sure. They were taken aboard HPMS Red Wolf.
Are they still in disguise? Does Lady Gaul know?" His uncle gave a hopeless shrug. "How was Sibylla's cough? Is she sick again? Do you mean she isn't with them? Where is she?"
"I could have found out once," said Trump.
He flipped open his sketchbook and stopped at the last drawing, a half-finished sketch of a baby's face. Trump pulled a pencil from his pocket. As he added a line or two, some shading and cross-hatching, the drawing became a picture of Sibylla. She was waiting for dinner in a high chair, fair hair sticking up in thistledown surprise. Jasper knelt up to see better, reached out and touched Sibylla's pixie small hand. Somehow the picture seemed to move. Now a plate of porridge appeared on the tray of the high chair. Sibylla's face was sad. She took up a spoon and messed her food. As Jasper watched, holding his breath, his baby sister stirred the porridge into a ring, a pool of milk in the middle.
"Good Lord!"
Uncle Trump seemed totally astonished. The scene blurred. Sibylla threw her spoon away and started to cry. The wind nudged the sketchbook out of Jasper's hands. He tried to grab it, but the pages fluttered shut. Uncle Trump picked up the sketchbook and held it to his chest. Tears trembled in his eyes.
"She's alive and well. Sibylla is alive."
"But is she with my parents?" Jasper cried. Trump shook his head. "Did they leave her behind, too?"
Oh, no.
Trump rubbed his face. "Did my parents mean to leave me behind? Did you mean to?"
That's a tricky one. If something is the only choice you have, and it's a hard one, is it deliberate?"
"What are you saying?"
"I'm good at the wrong decisions. I thought we'd be safer left behind. I thought we'd all be safer. But now we have to figure out what to do. Lady Gaul must not get hold of you, or me, or Sibylla. The fate of our little world is tied up in it. But what shall we do?"
Jasper walked a few steps from Trump and stood above the third anchor well. After a moment, he felt steadier. He turned to face his uncle. "I'm going to find Sibylla.